Pat, Matt and you. Rock and roll football.
Hello, happy new year and welcome to the first rock and roll football of 2026. Fordy and Dyson back with you. Great to be back in it, guys.
It's great to be back, and what a show you have coming your way. This show reeks today. It positively reeks.
It does. We're talking about the worst thing you've ever smelt, and there are just some incredible stories here, and so many that we couldn't read out.
Do not eat while listening to this.
Do you know what? We didn't talk about our Christmases or our New Year's at all.
No, we didn't, did we? No.
I think it's because we weren't here last week. It feels like it's maybe too late into January now.
Yeah. Did you have a good one?
I had a wonderful one. I was up in Scotland, ate and drank a lot, stuffed my face with wild abandon. I was a pig.
Yes.
A real greedy mess of a man.
You shared a picture of yourself. Was it on Boxing Day? You looked quite a mess. Quite broken.
Yeah.
Did
I?
Yeah, you put it on the Rock and Roll Football group chat.
Have a look.
It was just you look with loads of Christmas lights around you looking like you were at death's door.
Oh, God. Was that on the 1st of January?
1st of January. That was it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, by then I was broken. Yeah. I was bad.
When did you take... The gout had almost come back.
If, were it not for medication, my foot would have popped. When did you take your deckies down? Are they down?
They're down, yeah. New Year's Eve we went with.
Oh.
No, New Year's Day.
Yeah, we went New Year's Day.
Katie wanted to get rid of him on Boxing Day. We had to,
way too early.
Yeah,
come
me and
on.
The kids were like, come on. We're all for decluttering, but that's too much. That's way too early.
Because you're keeping the dream alive.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that
that's
song.
What I sang to her. I said, we're keeping
the dream alive.
The dream will never be over.
In my memories.
Who sings that again?
Freiheit.
Freiheit, that's it, yes. Freiheit, the German rockers, aren't they? Synth pop.
What says
that
Christmas more than German synth? I'm a sucker for Christmas. I mean, we talk about this so often, but yeah. I was so sad taking them down, and I still haven't quite recovered.
Yeah.
January's terrible.
Yes, it's so long. Are you a dry January? Are you doing that?
No.
No, I am. I'm doing it, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I like it.
The only reason I say no is there's so many parts of the year where I'm so abstinent.
Yeah.
Like during the Edinburgh Festival and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's not a problem.
I go without a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
This so is when I go the other way.
Fill your boots.
Yeah. Bring your strength, that's what I say.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, enjoy today's show. Plenty of goals, plenty of drama, and it absolutely reeks.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Yes.
Goals everywhere, Dyson.
Well, yeah, the upset may not be on the cards. Palace have got a goal back at Macclesfield, a Pino free kick, but they're in the dying seconds of that game now.
6 minutes added on time, 4 minutes left.
Oh, on the verge, Macclesfield, and the sixth tier of English football about to knock out the holders of the FA Cup. There's also been an equaliser for Everton late on against Sunderland, a James Garner penalty. It's 1-1. Looks like that's heading to extra time, and it's all over. Wolves against Shrewsbury Town. Wolves ended up scoring six, beating the Shrews 6-1. They can do it in the FA Cup, but they can't seem to do it in the Premier League, unfortunately, this season. But maybe things are turning around. Leicester have beaten Cheltenham Town 2-0 as well.
It's one of the most magical weekends in the football calendar. FA Cup, third round weekend. I still love the FA Cup.
Yes.
We'll talk about last night in a bit.
Yeah.
But here to preview a day of red hot FA Cup action. It's Dyson.
Yes, there's something special about FA Cup third round weekend. It comes after a busy midweek of Premier League fixtures with some bizarre sendings off. Red cards for sarcastic clapping and hair pulling, the sort of behaviour you'd see on a primary school playground. Jack Grealish has been given a one-match reflection to think about how he can make the right choices. There were also players throwing balls at each other, trying to push injured players off the pitch. All very childish. I can't imagine what we're going to see next. One of them being given a wedgie in the changing rooms. Streamed on Snapchat or shouting 6-7 in the ref's face. I dread to think. Hopefully things will be more mature in the cup this afternoon. We've already had a cup set / giant killing, but like you say, let's not dwell on Forest penalty shootout defeat at Wrexham last night. It's all good Hollywood material for Ryan Reynolds' Netflix documentary, isn't it?
Yeah,
at least we might get our own episode on that, but
no.
We haven't got time for a domestic cup run this season anyway, etc, etc. Some good games this afternoon at 3, the all top flight Newcastle against Bournemouth Bournemouth, Man City at home to Exeter, Boreham Wood against Burton Albion. Liam Rossinio will take charge of Chelsea for the first time tonight when they go to Charlton Athletic. He says he wants his young squad to emulate Man United's famous class of 92, but without all the Ryan Giggs stuff later in life, though, presumably. Meanwhile, United are in talks today about getting Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to come back to be their caretaker manager until the end of the season after sacking Amorim. Only in football would you welcome back a boss you dismissed in 2021 for being bad at his job. Maybe he'll be better now. I mean, Bayek, I bet the Norwegian Northerner couldn't believe his luck when he got the call.
Oh, great. I was out walking and a phone rang and I took it. Yeah. Took the call and took the job.
Now, speaking of sack managers, Martin O'Neill is back at Celtic. His first game in his second run as caretaker this season. That sounded like Roy Walker.
Say what you say.
And to Dundee United at three.
Mr. Chepstow? What's he doing out on the left wing?
Wilfred Nancy, or Nancy as many British fans call him, like he was Bill Sykes' long-suffering other half in Oliver Twist.
Topical.
Was sacked after 33 days in charge on Monday. Six defeats and two wins. The three at the back backlash has kicked in. Poor old Nancy, though, only got eight games. I suppose, umpapa, that's how it goes.
Oh, that's what it was all building to, as yeah. Well it might do.
There aren't enough Lionel Bart references in football previews, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is there are none, because no one would understand them. Yeah. But you plant your own furrow, man. See how long you last.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Oh my word, what is going on in the FA Cup?
Well, the magic is alive and well. Serious cup magic has just happened in front of our very eyes, Fordy. Macclesfield have knocked out the holders, Crystal Palace. Macclesfield are in the National League North, just to put it into context.
National League North, is that five or six leagues below the Premier League. They're not even in the Football League.
They're smaller than your average minnow. They are seriously
plankton.
Small. They're plankton, yeah. The plankton of football have beaten the mighty Palace. And there's been a pitch invasion on the plastic pitch at Macclesfield.
It's unbelievable.
It's lovely to see.
And
it's
Palace
really nice.
Having a relatively good season.
Yeah, well,
they won the FA Cup last year. They get into Europe. They've come off the boil a little bit in the league. But, they're 13th in the Premier League.
Yeah, they've got quite a thin squad in the Europa League.
And the holders.
But they didn't take Mateta with them because they didn't want to risk him on the plastic pitch.
But they've still got Brennan Johnson, Adam Wharton. Come on.
Team, haven't they? Yeah, so it's amazing that it's happened.
In League Two should have won
that. Was it Dawson who scored for Macclesfield? He'd injured his head. He had a bandage around his head. It's been beautiful in the January sunshine on a Saturday afternoon. It's the stuff the FA Cup is made for.
It is absolutely wonderful. Forest, obviously... We were giant killed last night.
Yeah. We were. Yeah, that wasn't great, was it?
Hudson-Odoi's second goal, though.
Amazing. Yeah. I've never seen him score a goal.
That's got to be the goal of the...
Really?
I'd be amazed if there's a better goal than that this weekend.
It was a very nice goal. But yeah, and the penalty shootout, you know, it's a lottery, isn't it? You know,
lottery.
You
do? Sometimes you win, sometimes really you lose.
And we really haven't got time for a domestic cup run either, have we, really? We need to focus on Europa and staying in the Premier League.
The league is the main thing. We beat West Ham away. Grand out of result.
Oh, that was great. You went to the game as well.
I went there.
How was it in the Lions' den, miles away from the pitch, surrounded
by
South
Cockneys? Lions there.
No.
It was half empty.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? They're really protesting, aren't they? Yeah.
They're not keen on it.
West Ham were pretty unlucky, I think you can say. It's safe to say, weren't they?
Were they?
They had the sort of luck you have when you know you're getting relegated. That's what it felt like.
You rely on luck more when things aren't going your way.
Yeah.
But they're offside. And the penalty, punches Morgan Gibbs-White in the head.
If you punch someone in the middle of the pitch. I don't know why he didn't get sent
People
off.
People are making out like it was a lucky penalty. You got punched in the head.
Yeah.
What more could you get a penalty
why
for?
Why wasn't he sent off?
Oh, you're not allowed to even punch you. Game's gone. You can't even punch someone in the head no more. Yeah. Oh, football's gone woke, mate.
Yeah.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Are Everton and Sunderland headed for penalties? They're now deep into extra time. It's 1-1 at the Hill Dickie. The Hill Dickie Stadium.
The Hill Dickie.
For the first time in 2026, it's our weekly roundup of the funniest clips of the week. It's clip bait. We're starting with I would say one of the best things I've seen on social media since the start of the football season. Charlton Athletic had not lost at Portsmouth Fratton Park since 2021. They equalise in the 97th minute. So understandably, their fans start singing this. We never lose at Fratton Park. The 97th minute, you can understand why, but inevitably, pride comes before a fall. Sickening noise of the entire, especially when you're in the away end and you're surrounded on all sides.
I love how it tails off. We never lose at Fratton. We've gone too soon.
I went to Leeds away a couple of years ago. Our first season back in the Premier League. We go 1-0 up and we're all singing, "Where's your famous atmosphere?" And they equalise.
Oh,
"There's your famous atmosphere." We shouldn't have sung it. I regret it now. You may have seen footage of the Everton fans leaving. Some of them leaving in the 50th minute. Now, were they 2-0 ahead?
Right, so you're messing me. The second half has just kicked off and this is Everton's ground. Let them out. This is not support. Do you call this support? All getting off at 2-0, lad. Is it 3-0? Let's go. Lad, I'm coming with you. Never mind that. 3-0.
How quickly James.
The most Scouse accent of all time.
Oh, yeah. How can you leave at 2-0? It's 3. Okay, see you later.
Let's go.
See you later.
Absolute legend. Following Aston Villa's loss to Arsenal over the Christmas break, I mean, it was an absolute thrashing. Unai Emery was very clear. He was definitely not annoyed with Arteta for not shaking his hand afterwards.
Okay, but so you sound like you're upset with him for not shaking hands.
I am so happy. Okay, even losing today, I am overall, I am so happy how we are doing the way and as well with everything happened. Congratulations, Arsenal.
And so no big issue.
Not for me.
All done.
Not for me, but I can't wait because it was cold.
I can't wait. He's got a fair point, hasn't he?
Amazing accents on Clickbait this week, aren't they? This is brilliant, yeah. I didn't want to shake his hand, actually. I'm really happy we didn't do it. It's too cold. Too cold to take my gloves off.
From one end of the league to the other, former Forest boss Nuno Espirito Santo.
No.
They're struggling at the bottom of the Premier League, especially after losing to Forest in midweek. He's very clear on what they do need.
We need points. We need points. We need points. We need points. We need points to get out of this situation. We need points. We need to play better to achieve those points.
We need points.
We need points. We need points. Good
we need
point.
Points.
Yeah, that was a point. It's a good point you make. We need points.
Yeah, points.
And finally, Norwich had a disappointing home loss to Stoke last Sunday. But after the game, one fan had a strange solution to get him over the loss.
I've got to have a jacket potato and some lemon curd together because that's my favourite dinner. You have a jacket potato and put lemon curd in it. I torment people over my local place where I go have a cup of tea.
He's having lemon curd and jacket potato. What is this all about, Dale?
And you cut the jacket potato in half instead of putting butter or whether you cheese or anything. I have lemon curd. That's one of my favourite meals, mate.
Did that get you over it?
Is that because it's yellow and he loves the canaries or what is it? What's he talking about?
Maybe it's like a chocolate pizza, but salted caramel.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, I'm in favour of sweet and savoury going together, but I'm not sure jam on a jacket potatoes.
Lemon curd. Specifically.
And potatoes.
I can see it working.
Really, yeah.
Well, you think of like a lemon tart.
Yeah.
The base is borderline sort of savoury, isn't it?
Pastry.
I think it's one of those things that might work.
I wouldn't rule it out. If someone made me one, I would try it, certainly, but I'm not sure I'd phone
you dropping a hint?
I wouldn't phone into a local
Make
radio station to show off about it.
I don't think he's showing off. he's just saying he's upset and he's going to comfort eat and the thing he's going to comfort eat is lemon curd on a jacket spud. Do you know what, actually, I think there's a logic to it because a jacket potato is quite heavy.
Yeah.
But lemon things are kind of zesty.
So they're quite light. You're winning me round, you know. I didn't think I would be, but maybe we should try them on this show next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
At some point, but one of us is going to have to cook them, and you've made it absolutely clear it's not going to be you. So I slightly resent that now. You just...
We can go to a local spud
guy. I do so much to you. Now you're
making
me cook.
We'll go to a local spud guy, and then we'll bring in some
go to
lemon
a what?
Curd. A local spud man.
We're in central London. There's no such thing as a local spud man.
Subway now.
We're
not in Wigan. You can get jacket potatoes wherever you want.
No, it's all sushi and stuff around here. It's all protein bowls and poke stuff, which I do like.
Yes.
But you're not getting...
Try them with a bit of lemon curd.
It's not like that Robin Hood van in Nottingham. No, just like lamb curry and a jacket spud.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Have that for your brunch. I'm sure up north, brunch is just so much heavier. Down here, it's avocado, boiled eggs.
It's light, isn't it?
Up there, it's lamb curry on a jacket spud.
Yeah, pure stodge.
Rice and chips on the side, and then back to work. Catatonic. Well, if anyone would like to make Matt Dyson, I would... Things I don't want to commit to it. Can't be bothered.
No, no. I mean, we'll do it at some point. Let's not commit to any hard and fast.
Just delegate
plan.
It. Yeah, get a producer to do it. And Mark, you up for that?
I'm up for it.
Producer Mark's going to make his jacket potatoes and lemon curds for next week.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. FA Cup third round weekend, and another game has ended in penalties, Dyson.
Yes, very exciting. The All Premier League game between Everton and Sunderland finished 1-1. James Garner scored a penalty in the last minute of the game to take it to extra time, and nothing happened in the extra time, but then it went to penalties and James Garner missed his penalty, and so did the other two Everton players, Beto and Barry, both missing. Robin Roofs having an absolute blinding performance, and it was just three penalties was all Sunderland need to go through.
Sunderland saved three penalties. Yeah. Pickford didn't get near one of them.
No, I know. Saved three, scored three. Who is it? O'Nien, the guy who's been at Sunderland for years.
Star of
Used
Sunderland
to be on all the documentaries, doesn't he? He's been there for such a long time. By the river where they used to build the boats. Oh, I love that show. Love that show.
And
also,
talking of which, there are goals now.
Early goals in the FA Cup third round. Southampton are 1-0 up at Doncaster.
I think Burnley might be 1-0 up as well.
I just saw that crop up on the video. The printer as well. Burnley beating Millwall 1-0. It's all happening.
It is indeed. FA Cup third round weekend. Now, you may have seen in the week Roy Keane talking about Manchester United. Obviously, Ruben Amorim's been fired. William Nonce, he was fired up at Celtic. A time of great change. We've already fired two managers this season.
Yeah, we know all about it.
So we've really led the pack. But he said something like, you can't have Alex Ferguson hanging around like a bad smell.
Yes. Well, he's right. He does. He's always up in the stands, isn't he? Overlooking it.
I think it's cool that he's there. I like Alex Ferguson.
Well, yeah, and Fletcher called him before taking the job as well, didn't he? So he still has a big influence. But he is. I think Roy Keane's got right. He is still hanging around.
Well, he always preferred Clough, didn't he?
Quite
he always preferred
so.
Clough to
quite
Fergie.
Quite rightly so, yeah.
So he's probably got personal beef.
Rosy-cheeked football managing legends. Oh. I think I'd always go with Clough.
Oh, Cloughy every time. Yeah. But... what is the worst thing you've ever smelled? Text us on 8-12-15. It can't be Alex Ferguson.
It's not Alex Ferguson.
Imagine
I'm sure
Alex Ferguson.
Smells lovely.
No doubt he smells very nice.
Sure does,
text on 8-12-15. What's the worst thing you've ever smelled? Dyson, I imagine you've got a number of contenders.
I've smelled some bad things in my time. But, you know, recently I think I realised what the worst smell that I can smell is, right? And it makes me gag every time I even think about it. It's the liquid that gathers at the bottom of a toothbrush holder in the bathroom. In a family bathroom, when there's liquid in that, oh, God.
How many gobs are we talking in your house?
Five gobs.
Your five gobs, gob household.
Five gobs. And stale toothpaste spitting. And I have to hold it at arm's length and get it down the sink. Wash the whole sink out. It's awful.
But also, it's the fact that it's such an age spread. So, all different types of flob. Yours, for starters.
Exactly. Yours
has got to be the
worst. Mine's the worst spitter.
Where is there a holder? It should just be naturally drained.
Let it drip somewhere into a drainage system.
The Victorians would have just drained it into the street.
I know. Imagine
we've gone backwards.
Imagine throwing it out into the street.
Sloshing
your
gob bucket out.
Imagine getting hit by that. it's disgusting.
For those of us that haven't smelt your family's flog tray, your drip tray.
It's stale saliva and manky toothpaste.
Oh, the heck.
It's just horrible. Awful, awful stuff.
We've got lots of goals going in the FA Cup. As a palate cleanser. Palate scraper.
Max Alain has scored for Man City. They're beating Exeter 1-0. That's the only goal in the FA Cup so far, isn't it? Woking are beating Hartlepool in the Northern League, and Leighton Orient are beating Cardiff 1-0 in League One.
So, text on 8-12-15. What is the worst thing you've ever smelled?
Sorry about that. I feel awful after that.
We'll do. Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. Goals in the FA Cup, Dyson.
And surprisingly, Man City are now 2-0 up against Exeter City. Rodri has scored. And Southampton have got a second as well, away at Doncaster Rovers. Cameron Archer putting them 2-0 up.
What is the worst thing you've ever smelt? Text on 8-12-15. The worst thing.
Yeah.
And again, I smell a lot. If you get to your 40s,
yeah,
if you get the privilege of getting this far,
yeah,
you smell a lot of bad things.
Yes, yeah, over the years, yeah.
And men smell bad.
Yeah.
So just like this, yourself will probably be the top answer over a period of time. Yeah, and in a way, yours is. Yeah.
Knew it was coming.
But when we were kids, we grew up in the inner city.
Yeah.
My mum managed to get an allotment off the council, so that we had like outdoor space to play on.
Yeah, nice.
And she basically just turfed it. So rather than growing stuff,
grow
turned it into like a mini little garden.
Yeah, oh, nice, good.
We're up there, we're primary school age.
Yeah.
There's a either a cat or a dog has left something behind.
Okay, right.
You know, I don't know why. Poo.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, doo-doo.
Yeah, doggy doo. Yeah, or cat.
I don't know why me and my sister thought this was the way to deal with it. But we put some paper over it.
Yeah.
And set fire to it.
What?
It is,
burn it
without exception, the most appalling smell you will ever smell in your life.
Burning.
Oh, my word. I wasn't prepared for the difference it makes.
Yeah.
The sheer difference it makes.
Wow, really? Yeah, burning. I've never smelt the burning.
I'll tell you the weirdest. I realise this is actually quite a disgusting conversation. There was what I can only describe as a sort of cheesy element to it. There was a cheesy edge to that stench.
What sort of parmesan-y? Sicky parmesan-y? Sort
yeah,
of,
as yeah. well as the smell of the thing. Burnt cheese mixed in there.
The worst cheese toastie you've ever
had. So whatever
smelled.
Animal left that behind had some sort of high cheese diet.
I reckon it might have been a fox, you know, because fox is next level.
Like maybe it was fox.
Dog is like normal, but fox poo is horrendous.
Maybe it was fox then.
So if you're burning fox stuff, yeah, must be the worst.
Should we just pause and ask ourselves, is this the right conversation to be having on the radio at 3:30 in the afternoon? It is making me feel bilious.
Well, a lot of people are texting in, so I think we should keep going.
The people have spoken. They love it. Text us, 8-12-15, what's the worst thing you've ever smelled? The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Two massive goals in Scotland, Dyson.
Yes, Martin O'Neill is back in charge at Celtic, everyone. The panic is over. They're 2-0 up already against Dundee United. They should never have let that game to go.
Crazy.
To go, should they? It's madness, wasn't
it? He goes on that amazing winning run.
They should have just kept until the end of the season, see how it went. But obviously, he's still got a lot to offer. Lovely to see Martin O'Neill back to winning ways for Celtic. And then in the FA Cup, there were goals as well. Brentford are 1-0 up at Sheffield Wednesday. Keane Lewis Potter has scored. Middlesbrough have scored at Fulham. All the gagging that I've been doing, they're talking about smells, is really affecting me. My ability to speak. Middlesbrough 1-0 up. Middlesbrough of the Championship 1-0 up at Fulham of the Premier League. Burnley have just got a second against Millwall. Burton are 1-0 up at Boreham Wood. FA Cup goals flying in left, right, and centre.
Talking of smells and Glasgow, I was in Glasgow for a few days over Christmas.
Yeah.
And obviously now I need to use accessible toilets.
Of course, yeah.
I would say, being disabled, having to use it for my colostomy bag and having to catheterise, I didn't realise how bad accessible toilets were in this country.
No. Like,
they are uniformly terrible.
Well, you wouldn't know until you have to use them, would you?
Exactly. Now, there are some venues where Wembley is phenomenal for accessible facilities.
Yes.
Probably the best venue I've been to. When you're talking about pubs, it's on the whole, it's bad. Quite a lot are just fine. A lot just use them as storage. I mean, it's just totally disrespectful. Some are absolutely disgusting.
They use them as storage,
and
don't
the bins
they?
Are overflowing with waste. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah.
I found a place in Glasgow that I, so far in my experience, has the best accessible toilet that really? I've been to.
The best in the UK?
Best in the UK wow. so far. The Hindland Rock okay. in the west end of Glasgow. Wow, it used to be called nice. The Rock. It's recently been rebranded. It's had a refurb. Went in there. Because you turn that key, you got no idea what you're about to find.
Yeah.
Not only was it pristine, it smelled nice. There was like a framed print on the wall.
Yeah.
Beautiful polished tiles.
Wow.
So I actually slowed down and just savoured the experience. It makes you feel so much better about your life.
Yeah, yeah.
As someone who has to use it, because when you're doing it, I mean, there are so many pubs where the some bins are overflowing with waste, yeah, actual human waste, and there are flies in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, oh, it must be like train spotting some
it
of the
is. Times. Like train that, spotting would be a step up from yeah. some of the toilets.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. shout out to the Hindland Rock
well
in Glasgow.
Well done them, yeah, putting a bit of effort into it.
And to anyone that has a good accessible toilet, on behalf of yes. all of us who have to use them, it is great. But, I mean, some accessible toilets are the worst things I've ever smelled. Although, yes. some of these messages, someone here says, my dog, and, well, yeah, it's not a good start, is
no,
it?
No.
Ate a whole bulb of garlic. They had to give him an injection to make him bring it back up. I can't even explain how bad it smelled.
Oh.
It could have stripped wallpaper. Oh. And I've been a vet nurse for 35 years. Oh. Garlic vomit from a dog
speak.
Trumps everything, says Julie. How are you freaked out by that?
That's disgusting. Oh, I don't know why. Dogs, oh, so it's half-digested garlic. Imagine the reach.
From a dog.
From a dog.
Can you beat
horrible.
Garlic dog vomit as the worst smell you've ever experienced?
What are we doing here?
8, 12, 15.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. The final hour of the show on FA Cup third round Saturday. It's all happening, Dyson.
Yes, the second halves are now underway and the Grecians are looking like footy school dropouts. 4-0 down at Man City. Unbelievable. Two own goals in there.
That's as well Exeter as City for the
yes, Exeter
uninitiated.
City, yeah. For Elaine and Rodri. So, yeah, it's pretty much all over there. Ipswich Town are beating Blackpool 1-0. Southampton have got a third at Doncaster Rover. That's pretty much done and dusted now. Burnley are 3-0 up home to Millwall as well. And earlier, the big story of the day, Macclesfield of the non-league Northern, what was it? The Northern, not the Premier League, the Conference League, the Northern Conference League, the sixth tier of English football, beat holders of the FA Cup, Crystal Palace 2-1. Wayne Rooney's brother is in charge of them.
Absolutely incredible. Now, after Roy Keane said that Alex Ferguson was hanging around Man United like a bad smell, we're asking you, what is the worst thing you've ever smelt? Text us on 8-12-15. I'll be honest with you, there's some absolutely disgusting ones that even we wouldn't read out. Mm. And think of some of the stuff you've heard on this show over the
yeah,
years. Even we're refusing.
So dodgy. Yeah.
Lee says, roadkill skunks after a couple of days in the heat of the
yeah.
Midwest have a certain charm.
Yeah. Oh, I've never smelled a proper skunk in America, but they're everywhere, aren't they, in LA? I've never smelt one.
I haven't. Billy Husky says Greenland shark meat whilst curing. Sounds mildly unethical.
Oh, yeah, like is that some sort of Icelandic fish that's been in it? Oh, yeah, there's some bad smells.
Nikki says the guy stood in front of me at Villa Away's intestines. It does occasionally happen in a football stadium. You get a whiff of something.
Yes,
what is the matter?
Is it all the lager before? Beforehand, I don't know what it is, but it's grim.
I think some people just have a terrible diet.
Yeah, yeah, and it's the one. The time you find out is on the
football
terraces.
You were packed in together.
What have you been eating?
Big goal in the FA Cup.
In the All Premier League game, Newcastle are 1-0 up. Harvey Barnes, who's in amazing form, scored two in midweek. Has scored. They're beating Bournemouth 1-0.
Surely he has to be in the Scotland squad. He's eligible.
Is he?
He's eligible to play for Scotland.
Right,
but he didn't play in the qualifiers. He's never played for
Scotland. Because he is very good, and he's not quite England level, I don't think, yet, is he? So, yeah, he might as well play for Scotland and go to the World Cup.
Oh, you're going to get us in trouble.
Sorry,
I'm just saying he's eligible and he's good enough.
He should do, yeah.
That's my point.
He could be amazing for them at the World Cup.
I mean, you've got us into hot water.
I haven't. Well, that's just.
I'll tell you what stinks. Your attitude towards
yeah,
Scotland. That's what really stinks. What's the worst thing you've ever smelled? 8, 12, 15.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's because we know what's coming. Let's do the goals first.
I feel so ill. Antoine Semenyo has scored on his debut for Man City. Of course he has.
Wonderful.
Of course he has. They're now 6-0 up at home to Exeter City. What a signing he will prove to be, no doubt, after leaving Bournemouth this week. And there was another big goal as well to tell you about. Fulham have got an equaliser. Harry Wilson, who's in great form at the moment, has scored it. It's 1-1 at home to Middlesbrough in the FA Cup on third round weekend.
Now, we're asking you, what's the worst thing you've ever smelled? Hundreds of people have got in touch, and a lot of them are just genuinely too appalling to air, and we have got strong stomachs.
Yeah. All the things you'd imagine.
This is the best one we could read.
This is an amazing story. There's no name on it, right? But it just says, the worst smell ever was when I cleared a house to renovate it. The previous owner was a bit of a hoarder and every room was full to the door, wall to ceiling with stuff. After 3 weeks, I managed to clear the kitchen and found an old chest freezer under a mountain of junk. I opened the top and instantly threw up. It was full to the brim with green and red liquid. There's no word on what this liquid is, right? Okay, it's in a chest freezer. Oh. I taped it up, and it took 2 days to get back in and get the freezer out. Throwing up as I moved it, I managed to load it into a skip. But when I pushed it to get it in, the lid burst off. I ran as fast as I could up the street, throwing up violently. I saw some school kids walking towards me. I shouted, run! Hey, what a scene, what a picture he's painted. Run away, get away from the smell. The smell hit them and they threw up as well. It was a complete and total bar for armor. Everyone was being sick. Someone phoned the environmental health as the whole street was stinking. I still get the feeling of throwing up 25 years later. What the hell was that green and red liquid? Man. What was it? What was in that chest freezer?
Scene in the Goonies where chunks confessing everything. I threw up and then I blamed it on the dog. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, an equaliser. Bournemouth.
Oh, it's 1-1. Alex Scott has got one back for Bournemouth. Brentford have got a second as well. And Matthias Jensen penalty. They're 2-0 up at Sheffield Wednesday.
And it's Scotland. Celtic 3-0 up now at home to Dundee. It's all changed. Oh, my word. 8-12-15. What's the worst thing you've ever smelled?
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
More goals, Dyson.
Yes, Bournemouth are now 2-1 up at Newcastle. David Brooks has scored. They've come from a goal down to take the lead at St James's Park. Manchester City have now scored 7 against Exeter City. Reinders guy has got involved with the goals. He's scoring a lot this season. And Fulham have come from a goal down at home to Middlesbrough to take a 2-1 lead. Emile Smith Rowe has just put them ahead at Craven Cottage.
What are the worst things that people have smelled?
Shall we go into sort of the fishier end of the market of the texts we've been sent now?
Shall we
go? It's sort of water-based, these next few.
Yes.
Shall we do them?
Let's do them.
Yeah. I'll start with Dead Anemone. Says this texter, I used to work in an aquarium, one of the large fish-eating anemones. You know the anemones? They're like sort of sea slugs.
There's little like tentacle hairs. They're quite nice to look at.
They eat fish, and one of them had died, but they didn't realise at first. It was still stuck to the rock, rotting away from the inside. One day, when cleaning the tank, I watched a piece of it detach and float away in a cloud of gunk. When I poked it, more bits of gunk floated off. Scraping it off the rock as it liquefied was utterly vile. The tank was cloudy for days. The worst smell they've ever smelled. That is unbelievable.
Debbie in Hampshire says, our Doberman Carl rolled in a festering gelatinous dead carp. My brother was gipping all the way home in the car. I mean, dogs roll in all sorts of stuff, but what was a dead carp doing? I guess in the park. Carp.
Presumed they'd been fishing or something, and it was just rolling around when it smelt it.
He rolled in a dead carp in the park.
Yeah.
The carp park.
The carp park. And then this other one based around sea life is Ollie in Gloucestershire, who says a giant beach in Namibia full of thousands of seals. It was like a bad farm smell times a thousand. The seals were still alive, I think, by the sounds of it.
The thing is that sea life reeks.
Yes, it does.
They really smell. And they look really cute when you see them on David Attenborough. You get up close and they are smelly things.
They are.
They haven't got Lynx Africa.
Yeah.
And Versace Eros.
They don't have access to that.
Issey Miyake. Yeah. They're not manscaping and looking after themselves.
They're not. No, they it all reeks. You know when people go to fish markets and go, oh, I love the smell of the sea. It stinks. They stink.
You all stink. If you like the smell of a fish market, you stink.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Now, you may be aware, I'm now disabled as a result of spinal surgery I had a couple of years ago, and the state of accessible toilets and facilities has been a real eye-opener for me. It's going to be a big deal this summer at the FIFA World Cup and Level Playing Field, the charity who lobby on behalf of disabled football fans, have some concerns about that as well. And we're joined now by Liam Bird, who's head of fan engagement and supporter services at Level Playing Field. Liam, what are your concerns about the World Cup this summer?
It's three things. So choice, cost and clarity. So Level Playing Field raised concerns with FIFA as soon as ticketing information became public. So it appears that FIFA has set out higher unavoidable costs for non-disabled fans. And we still don't have the information essentially needed for disabled fans to pay. So in our letter to FIFA, we set out two of really the big issues. First, accessible tickets don't appear to offer the same across the lowest price targets. So let's say Category 4 is the lowest and Category 1 is the highest. It appears that disabled fans are stuck between Category 1 and Category 2 for most of the wheelchair user spaces. And then also the big thing for us is that PA and companion tickets don't seem to be complimentary. So to explain why that matters, a PA and a companion ticket is for disabled supporters who need...
What does PA mean?
So personal assistance. So under the Equality Act in the UK, disabled people shouldn't be charged extra for a reasonable adjustment. And this isn't just the UK. In Europe, they have the same principle. And at the last World Cup in Qatar, they also had that in place. So companion tickets are completely free as a reasonable adjustment. So to use our club, Matt, because I'm a Nottingham Forest fan as I won't be cheering that loud after yesterday.
I'm always proud. Always loud, always proud.
If a supporter had limited mobility, they might need extra support getting in and out the car, getting into the stand, going for a beer and pie, whatever. So what the club would do is give you a complimentary companion ticket because it's a reasonable adjustment. If that wasn't in place, essentially, a disabled fan will be paying double, and that would be, in this country, seen as possibly discriminatory. So you're paying double for your companion ticket, possibly triple if you have complex needs. And this is the kicker, that there is a possibility that the companion that you're paying for might not even be able to sit next to you. It's not guaranteed.
And just to be clear, compared to this far out from previous World Cups, this is unusually bad.
Yes, the lack of information is shocking. So there's been a lot of annoyance from English fans and Scottish fans. And yesterday, the Scottish FA updated their supporter base, and it kind of underlined the clarity problem. They say that FIFA won't be able to send any further guidance to any associations before the application deadline on Tuesday, the 13th of January, regarding accessibility. So disabled fans are being asked to apply without knowing the accessible allocation, without knowing how the price will land for them, and also hoping that they don't have to pay for extra support, which is needed. This will be the thing that will stop disabled fans from being able to enjoy the competition, which FIFA likes to applaud as the greatest competition in the world. At the moment, it's the greatest competition in the world, as long as you're not disabled.
And what about the people that can help you? Are the FA lobbying on your behalf, or the government?
So we have written to the government of late, and they have come back to us and essentially thanked us for raising this. I don't really know what that means, but that's what they've done. The FA are in communication with FIFA. I think what's important is, essentially, this has been years in the planning, and FIFA set the framework, and the big gap has been not engaging properly with disabled fans and representative organisations early enough.
Well, Liam, thank you for everything you do, raising the issues that face disabled fans at home and abroad.
Hopefully Infantino and Trump will listen. Okay, so when, otherwise it's just rich disabled fans that can go. That's basically.
But they're the only ones we like because they got money. Yeah. And if you're coming here, you don't have money. I don't care if you're disabled or not. What is the point in coming? You can sit at home and watch it on TV for all I care. And Liam, you're a pathetic loser. What you're doing is disgusting. Cheers, Liam.
Thanks, Liam. Thank you, guys.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Goals and loads of them, Dyson.
9 of them for Manchester City. Ooh. Now. Apparently they won an 8-0 in the third round last year. It's 9-0 today against Exeter City. Nico O'Reilly's scored one now. Makeidu has scored the 9th one. I don't know if not even heard of him. People, everyone's having
not
a goal.
Not even heard of him.
Everyone's getting
Who
a
is
goal. Everyone's
getting a goal. Exeter have got one back.
Oh, have they? Oh, yes.
It's a 10-goal thriller.
Well done, George Birch, getting one back.
Yes,
restoring
Birch, yeah.
Some pride for the Grecians.
You love saying
see.
The Grecians.
Stop
showing off
now.
His okay. knowledge.
Look, there's a couple of 5-0s as well. Burton, 5-0 up at Boreham Wood. It's a very exciting FA Cup third round day. And Burnley have scored a 5th against Millwall. A couple of goals for Ashley Barnes in that game. Southampton 3-2 up against Doncaster Rovers. Fulham are beating Middlesbrough 2-1. Ipswich have scored 2 now against Blackpool.
Fulham have just scored.
Fulham have scored a 3rd. Kevin has put them 3-1 up. That's his
Kevin!
Surname. Kevin! They're 3-1 up against Middlesbrough, having been a goal behind against the Championship side in that game. Brentford have scored a 2nd as well. They're beating Sheffield Wednesday 2-0. But the big story of the day, of course, was earlier when Macclesfield beat Holders Crystal Palace.
Absolutely thrilling. Enjoy the rest of the FA Cup third round weekend. Thank you for all your texts about the most disgusting smells you've ever experienced. There were so many hospital ones.
Yeah,
one. Well, a couple from midwives.
We couldn't do the midwife. We couldn't do
too
the
much.
One, the one in the abattoir felt
abattoir
a bit
ones
strong,
that we
yeah.
couldn't bring
a
you.
A lot about glands and animals.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Well, you'll know that we started giving you bonus content.
Yes,
so
it's back.
Here we go. You may have thought, where's the bonus content gone? Well, we've left it to the end on purpose.
Yes.
So, Dyson, what is this week's bonus content?
Bowness, the town of Bowness, has a historic railway, Scotland's oldest cinema as well, the Hippodrome, and a unique children's fair festival originating from the miners' celebrations that used to happen in the town. It was a significant centre for whaling back in the day, with fleets sailing to Greenland. I think there's some amazing stuff about Bowness I didn't really know about that, but what a place it sounds like.
Yeah, if you've got any Bowness content, get in touch at R&R Football. Please. Let us know on Twitter, X.
Yes.
I still call it Twitter.
Yeah, you should do, yeah. Refuse to accept the rebranding.
It's just because I just think, I'm not sure that everyone knows it's called X yet. Is my
no,
concern.
No, I know. Rather than saying X, formerly known as Twitter, just call it Twitter.
Just call it Twitter.
And you can't say retweeting, you can't say re-Xing, can you?
That's reposting,
ridiculous.
I guess.
Reposting.
Yeah, reposted it on X that I used to be called Twitter. Retweeted
yeah.
it.
Yes, too much.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. But thank you for downloading this. We hope you are now fully eased into 2026. And leave us a 5-star written review. I will see you next week.
Bye.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.